Our second story now. More saber rattling from Israel. The Israeli foreign minister has called for a major air and ground offensive against the Gaza Strip. Avigdor Lieberman has called for a, quote, second defensive shield in Gaza. He was referring to Israel's deadly operation in the West Bank during the second round of Palestinian uprising, or Intifada. The war threats come after the bodies of three missing Israeli teenagers were found in the West Bank. The Israeli Minister for Military Affairs has blamed the killings on the Islamic resistance movement Hamas. Moshe Ya'alon also vowed to, quote, continue hunting down Hamas members. Israeli forces have killed several Palestinians and arrested hundreds more, including Hamas lawmakers, since the disappearance of the teenagers in mid-June. Hamas has repeatedly stated that it has nothing to do with the Israeli teenagers. Mark Dankoff, political commentator, joins me from San Antonio for his thoughts on this. So welcome, sir. Mr. Dankoff, first of all, how close are we to another war on Gaza?
Well, I think we're very close to one, and that's precisely because this is what Israel wants. This is a racist and criminal lunacy that Israel is undertaking in Gaza. And maybe the best way of explaining this is by analogy. I live here in San Antonio, Texas, as many of your viewers know. Let's assume that I were the mayor of San Antonio, Texas, Anglo-American, and let's say that I had the bodies of three white American teenagers that turned up dead somewhere in San Antonio, and without evidence decided to hold the entire African-American community on the east side of San Antonio responsible for what had happened to these three boys, not to mention the fact that I was already conducting a war of occupation and military aggression against those blacks living in the east side of San Antonio. Let's say that I went public with blaming the entire African-American population of East San Antonio for what had happened to these three white boys, and then proceeded to use both the San Antonio Police Department and my relationship with the President of the United States to bring in U.S. Army troops from Fort Sam Houston here in San Antonio and to convince the President of the United States that we needed a series of surgical airstrikes, or comprehensive airstrikes, is perhaps a way of putting it, that the United States Air Force would launch from Randolph Air Force Base here in San Antonio to light up the African-American east side of town here in the Alamo City. I think around the world, people would be obviously seeing me as a racist, seeing me as a criminal, seeing me as a lunatic, and that would be exactly correct. But by analogy, that's exactly what we have with Avigdor Lieberman, the foreign minister of Israel, who is clearly a racist, operating on behalf of a racist entity that has every desire and design on continuing its occupation of Gaza, its ethnic cleansing of Gaza, even as it continues to criminally expand in the West Bank. Because ultimately, getting back to the Israeli doctrine of greater Israel, Israel foresees that its ultimate boundaries will be the same ones described in the Old Testament, where Israel will have hegemony over all the territory from the Nile River to the Tigris and Euphrates rivers.
Indeed, a very detailed analogy there. And of course, that's the interesting part, that the bodies of these three teenagers were found in the West Bank and the aggression has been projected on Gaza. I mean, some call the kidnapping and death of the three Israeli teenagers a false flag operation to launch a war on Gaza. How will Israeli people react if they find out that this was the case?
Well, there have been so many criminal activities conducted by the Zionist State of Israel since its inception that it's difficult to know where public outrage has been up to now. I mean, obviously, if you're going from the bombing of the King David Hotel in 1946 to the ethnic cleansing of Palestinian neighborhoods such as Deir Yassin in the late 1940s, all the way through such criminal activities as the Levant affair, the USS Liberty attack, the situation that took place with the Israeli aggression against the Mavi Marmara a few years ago. It just goes on. And clearly what is going on today in Gaza, Jerusalem, as well as the so-called West Bank, is part of an official Israeli policy to make this a Jewish state and to ethnically cleanse people and to kill people who are presently on those territories and have been there for many, many years.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks, sir, to Mark Dankoff, political commentator from San Antonio. Thanks for your time there, sir.